A couple of hundred people joined in a celebration of the 100-year anniversary of the Alaska Native Brotherhood in Sitka last week. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes was there and has the story.
The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood are made up of member local camps that elect delegates who meet annually to elect grand officers and adopt resolutions. Founded in 1912, and as its members like to say, with the ANS as its backbone, the ANB set out to fight injustice, improve health and labor conditions, and to promote education. From the 1920s through the 1940s, ANB and ANS lawsuits and advocacy won Natives victories such as the right to vote, desegregation of territorial schools, and federal recognition of tribal status. The organization's mission hasn't changed, according to incoming ANB Grand President Bill Martin of Juneau. He says convention-goers adopted resolutions last week on everything from housing to education and subsistence. He says one cause that continues to be important is the well-being of future generations.
A lot of our children are going to school hungry. And that's one thing, but when they go to school hungry and they take tests, that's even worse. And so we're trying to work on ways that we can continue the program called Feed the Children or Feed the Minds. And that's one of the things, and it's not just for Native kids. But there are many kids in all the schools that are going through hungry.
Frida Westman of Juneau says the ANB and ANS achieved their victories through unity. And as the incoming ANS Grand President, she says she intends to strengthen ties with others.
Alaska Native people have been struggling for our civil rights for a long time. And the work is not over. And we need other people to stand with us. We need all races to come together. We need people of all sexual orientations. We need people of all socioeconomic backgrounds to come together. We all benefit when we all have civil rights.
The local ANB and ANS Sitka camps hosted the convention's 88 delegates, as well as many other visitors, and put together a celebration that included a parade, banquets, and, with the Sitka Historical Society, a display about the history of the organization. Local ANB Sitka Camp President Jerry Hope says planning began about a year and a half ago and intensified over the last 6 months. Hope says local camp members are elated that the hard work paid off.
You might think that after all the preparation and all the planning and then getting here, having the convention and to do all the work during convention, that everybody would be exhausted. But I don't see them exhausted. I see them exhilarated.
Next year's ANB and ANS convention will be held in Yakutat. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Jacqueline Estes.